Woo! Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Mills Lane Show with Wesley Mills. I am your host, Wesley Mills. How is everybody doing? How is everybody feeling? I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling good. And I'm feeling... I should just start the show over, right? I'm in a weird mood. I'm in a good mood today. Am I? I'm good. Nothing to complain about, right? So the game last night, guys. Kevin Durant.
Just a beautiful game. That was just a beautiful... individual performance by KD. 49 points, 17 boards, 10 assists. Salute. He's the real MVP, right? Not his mom. Damn, I feel low. I feel low right now. I'm not chippery, and I'm okay. Just rushing and shit, man. So much to do. Fucking Callie's graduating. Did she graduate last year? These fucking kids, they graduate every fucking year. Back in the day, we graduated one time. Yeah, she's Callie's graduating. She this Friday, she's where's she graduating from? Pre-K 4? Is that pre-K? Is that, I guess pre-K 4 is pre-K? I don't know. I don't fucking know anymore. It's fucking, it's confusing. Because she started in 3K, you know, 4K. But I guess she goes to kindergarten now. Now she's going to kindergarten, not pre-K. Pre-K is 4K. So different now. Everything's so different. But yeah, she's going to kindergarten next year. Kindergarten, then first grade. Yeah. Kindergarten, then first grade. I'm bugging. Yeah. How about that? Woo! She's on her way. Did you doubt her? No. All right, these kids, they're all going. There's a kid get, no kid's getting left back in pre-K, right? They're gonna leave a kid back in pre-K. Imagine the kid, how dumb a kid gotta be to get do pre-K. Gotta redo pre-K. Can I say dumb? I don't know. You can't say anything. I gotta adjust. I gotta adapt. Darwin. But imagine that, right? Kids gotta do pre-K again. When do kids start getting left back? Like second grade? First grade? I don't know. But like, you know, pre-K, 3K, and all that shit. It's like, what? Send the kid along. He'll figure it out. He'll do it again in second grade. God forbid. So I was with another parent. I was with a parent. Kid from the school. She's in a grade lower than Callie is her kid. And kids are getting pizza and we're talking. And she's like, talking about the graduation. She's like, yeah, they're doing a graduation. She's like she had a graduation last year. Now she got another graduation. And I get a lot of parents talking about that. Like, these kids graduate every year. Right. Parents are doing a lot of complaining now. People my age and older, we're doing a lot of complaining about, or just parents in general, about kids are getting, graduating, getting celebrated every year. You know, kids are graduating every fucking year. They're all getting participation trophies and all that shit. And at first, I fully agreed. I was like, these fucking kids are graduating every year. Because it just seemed like, yeah, I didn't graduate every fucking year. I didn't get a participation trophy. Excuse me, right? Then I was starting to think about it. I'm like, why not? This morning, I just thought about this topic this morning. I wasn't going to even talk about this shit. I was going to mention Callie, but then I'm just thinking about... Then I thought about the lady yesterday. I'm like, you know, what is wrong with that? What is wrong with a kid graduating every fucking year? Right? And I'll put some context on it, too. Because adults, right, we back in the day, our childhood wasn't as celebrated, right? It wasn't that celebrated. We had like little parties here and there, a little cake with the family, a couple of friends of mine came over. Now it's like every year, these kids are having like extravaganzas at a young age, right? Again, participating in trophies, every sport they play, even if they don't win, they're graduating, I seem like, every year. That's usually when it's early on. But then I'm thinking, like, what's wrong with that, right? That's what adults do. As adults, we're always partying. You know, like we're having birthday months. Like I feel like I'm still celebrating my birthday. I just got friends who still got to take me out. And I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, we celebrate. It's like birthday. It's not a birthday, right? Because I feel like the day went and came, and I was like, damn, that's it. I want to party some more. It's my birthday. Celebrate the year before, right? But yeah, we're having birthday weeks and months. People really say that, and people really turn up like that. They party all the fucking time. Celebrating everything. I got a raise. Let's celebrate. I got a new job. Let's celebrate. I'm moving to another state. Let's celebrate. Right? We're celebrating everything. Why? And it hit me. I don't know how true this statement is. It's just a little theory I've got. All adults are celebrating like crazy. You know why adults are celebrating like crazy? They're doing it on their own because they wasn't celebrating. We wasn't celebrated enough. My generation, the generation before me. We weren't celebrated enough, right? Sure, our parents like. Well, me personally, I had a good childhood, great childhood. You know, we had the cake and the ice cream. You know, we still do that to this day. Not as much, but we still do it. But we didn't get, like, participating trophies, right? We didn't, not that I know of. I don't remember graduating, like, every year from pre-K to 3K to 4K and all that shit. kind of like three celebrations. But I feel like there's celebrations all the time for kids. And I don't think there's a problem with it, right? We're not teaching kids to be tough and deal with loss. Like, because as adults, we still haven't dealt with loss. We can't even deal with this shit. We cannot take L's, right? I bet if we got participating trophies back in the day, we would be much cheery now, right? Now we're just adults that just hate each other. Why can't adults be like kids and dogs when you think about it, right? Fucking kids. Callie just seen the kid. Never seen this kid before in her life. Just talking and shit. Callie's like, well, I got a big gum. She had a big gum ball. She's like, I got a gum ball. And the other girl kept saying, I got a lollipop. I was like, I got a gum ball. And I got a lollipop. That was just having fun. Then this girl in the park had iguana. You know, she had it in her head. Callie's like, put it in my head. So she had it was a chameleon. Little girl had a chameleon. It's funny because I noticed she had a grandma, her mom, and, you know, and then the granddaughter. The daughter at the park. Daughter. And I noticed the grandma just staring at me. Cool Spanish lady. She bought some ices for the kids. We didn't have icy. And I noticed her just kind of staring at me with those mischievous eyes. I was walking past her, and I'm looking. Then I found myself just looking at her. I'm like, she's trying to get me to notice her. She had a fucking chameleon. She was just fucking with me. She had a chameleon all around her, going around her chest and around her neck and shit. She started laughing. It's like, I thought she was going to see it. So then Callie's playing with the key. You know, this kid is fucking no fish. She's, you know, grabbing the kid, guana up and all that shit. The chameleon playing around. Just meeting kids. Kids just hang out. Adults don't do that enough. It's got to be like a buffer, I guess. Well, I guess there's always a buffer. I don't know. Like, you go to a friend's house, you meet people, and you have a good time, you know? But just in general, kids just say hello, hi, and always waving, chilling, waving adults. Adults are just fucking, we're just terrible and mean to each other. Look at the dogs sniffing each other's asses, barking, chilling. But adults just can't get along. We're mad, we're angry. Why we're mad and angry? Because we didn't get a participation trophy. We wasn't celebrated enough. And that's why I think you got to celebrate kids. At a young age, that instills confidence in these kids. I did great, even though I didn't. No. But you gotta, that's like, is it a pat on the back? What is it? All right? Getting a participating trophy. But yeah, trophy for competing. How about that? Trying your best, right? You didn't have the champion, but you get something, right? Because we always want something. We love something. But we didn't get enough of it as kids. We went home with our tail between our legs crying. Now it's different. Everybody's getting a participating trophy. I don't see anything wrong with kids celebrating, graduating every fucking year. And there was confidence in these kids. Because you look at kids, they always want to, they look for encouragement. They want to be watched, right? Look at me. You know, they want that attention. Play with me, right, boss? So I don't think there's anything wrong with that, right? Why can't we celebrate these snotty-nosed brats, right? And yeah, we're going to turn up for it. We might have something at the house or go somewhere, take us somewhere. balloons. Cause she graduates, we're gonna have a good time, right? Cause don't we love a good time? Defias. Go get him, Will. I ain't stopping the show. But don't we just love a good time? We can't admit it, we love a good time. We keep complaining about the kids, but we love a good time. We love having a party. Like, especially, you know, we love having a get-together, right? I'm getting in touch with friends from the past, just talking, saying what's up, seeing how you doing. Talking about my current, talking with friends. Just keeping those group chats going. You know, some people you get to hang out with. You know, some people you don't get to hang out with it much, but you're still getting group checks, phone calls. You know, I'm talking to Will all the time, parents all the time, my best friends, close friends, family all the time, you know. Just being in contact. It feels, especially now in the pandemic, it feels good to just to keep, because you need that. You need to keep talking and joking and laughing and encouraging each other because we're all feeling some type of way. And sometimes you can notice on that. And you're like, hey, what's going on? And you talk to them about it. That shit is real, man. Some true shit. Gotta stay connected. I mean, you know, you guys know me. I'm a fucking hermit. I could just be chilling by myself and not give a hell. I think as I get older, I need more people in my life, you know? Especially as you get older, you're like, you know, reflecting and shit. Like, I can't be like this all my life. I gotta be in touch, right? I could be kind of a hermit, you know, just in a crib chilling. Then it feels good to just hang out, just hang out, chill with people. People come over to the house. I go to people's houses, restaurant, whatever. Feels good to stay in touch. Mini celebrations, right? And I think that's basically what life is all about. We're just all having I'm just going on and on. We're just having mini celebrations. I'm reflecting around now, guys. Shut the fuck up. I'm gonna get to the other topics. But isn't that life, right, guys? Just having just mini celebrations. Could we try to make life such a grandiose thing, right? But it's not. It's just life is really just smiling. That is just life. Life's supposed to be just about, I'm just going on. But life is just about smiling, chilling, hanging out. Because that's what we've always done, right? From back in the day. We try to make life seem like it's so difficult. Life is simple as fuck. You don't realize that until you get around my age, guys. How simple life is. Maybe some people do already know that. And God bless them. But you realize that's what life has always been. You always think it's something else. Life is just putting a smile on your face, hanging out with friends, family, meeting new people. And that's basically it. And then it's everything else. Life is everything else, right? That's exactly what life is, right? You don't want to be a miserable fuck shoving your head into your work, right? I've been like that, just writing. And it's good to have those moments, but there's no special moment than just texting someone, right? Having a good little text conversation, phone call here and there, hanging out, chilling, just being in someone's space, right? It's simple, man. Life is so fucking simple. Yeah, there's everything else, because I guess I was an adult, you know, you come out of adult, it's so stressful. Like, being an adult is stressful as fuck, man. It's really is stressful. Life is not easy. Right? That's why we need to fucking smile more. Realize that we're not the enemy. I truly feel like adults feel like each adult is the enemy. Because we're all fighting for the same things, right? Bidding wars on houses and shit. We're all fighting for the same jobs. Right? We're all fighting for the last pair of Balenciagas. the fuck am I talking about? But yeah, man. Life should be celebrated. Accomplishments should be celebrated. Right? Because life is all about encouraging. We always want encouragement, right? We didn't get it when we were younger, so now we're bitching about our kids getting it. Let our kids get spoiled, right? Not too much, because these kids are too spoiled. They get bratty, but we just got to know how to handle brats, right? I don't know. Let's move the fuck on. What else is going on in this world? All right, so so you guys watch The Chi on Showtime? They're in season 4, I think, or 3 or 4. I watched The Chi. It's a good show. Set in Chicago. How about that? You didn't know that, right? The Chi. What's that about? Chicago. Made about in the urban areas. Lena Waithe created it. Pablo Ryder, creator, actress. Like there are no. It's about just these families friends and how their lives are intertwining each other. Or, you know, there's some tragedies that happen. I think it's basically a feel good in the ghetto, basically, right? Dealing with all the ups and downs of the ghetto. But it's not a ghetto show, you know what I mean? I don't think it's not a ghetto show. People are like, oh, it's black. It's not a ghetto show. It's just in the hood, you know? The hood doesn't necessarily mean it's ghetto. In the hood don't mean that's a bad, because that could be a bad common connotation, right? But that's where I'm from. We from the neighborhood, the hood. It could be anywhere. It could be Beverly Hills. That's my hood. I'm in the hood. I'm in the hills. I'm watching episode 3 and it starts. Like at the end with the lady, he was filling up the lady's breast. And he's like, what's that? Got a lump? So now the next episode, she's getting it checked out. And he's telling her she has a breast cancer. Excuse me, guys. So I immediately turned it off. I just turned it off. You know, I've seen a face on the show. I'm just like, oh, I don't feel like watching this shit. Sometimes I want to keep seeing sad. You know, you want to see happy shit. I want to see sad shit. But I didn't realize why I didn't want to watch it. It didn't fucking hit me. Until like a week and a half later, and it hit me. Because, you know, episode 3 was last week. And then this past Sunday, it was episode 4. And I'm like, damn, I want to watch the show. But I got to watch episode 3. And I'm like, fuck, I want to deal with this whole breast cancer thing and all this shit. Or just not even this, I didn't even say Brad, but just like this sad shit. I'm not going to deal with this shit. Because sometimes you want to watch sad shit. Especially when it pertains to black people, right? You don't want to, it can get a little tough. Sometimes the show can get a little rough. Some stuff you got to watch, right? But just real shit. So I'm saying to myself, damn, I got to watch this fucking show. About to be episode 5 coming up this Sunday. I'm about to be, you know, 3 behind. And I'm like, why the fuck I don't want to watch this show? Why don't I want to watch it? And then it hit me. It hit me like a ton of bricks. And I was like, Najwa. It hit me. Najwa. You know me. You know me close to me. You know who Najwa is. One of my best friends ever. Who died of breast cancer. She had breast cancer and she died. And then it just recorded. I was like, oh shit. This woman on the show has breast cancer. And it didn't realize, it just fucking just didn't hit me why I didn't want to watch it. I was just like, I don't feel like watching this shit. And I don't know why it just something innate in me was just like, I can't watch this shit. And for some reason, It didn't dawn on me why I didn't want to watch it until yesterday. What was the day before? I don't know. Sometime this week. I was just like, oh, shit. So I got to build up this whole, I don't know, confidence. I don't know what the word to use to watch it. Obviously, I want to watch the show. I support the show. It's a great show. And I'm probably going to watch it today. I'm going to watch it today with some tissues. No, I'm joking. Yeah, it made me think about Najwa. Died of breast cancer. Took her away. How about that, right? How about that? What the fuck am I talking about? That was a crazy time, though. That was such a crazy time. I remember when she told me she had this shit. Oh, wait, this is going to be a sad episode. Not sad. It's just fun. Even then, when she went on her way, you know, we still joking. She was a silly fucking girl. You know what I mean? Even then, I'll get to that. All right, so. This is when I was in LA. This, when she, because first she got the, fuck, you want to hear the story? I just hear the story. A little bit. I remember we was in LA at the same, yeah, no, I was, no, we was in the West Coast. And we was kind of like, you know, living our dreams, right? I'm out in LA getting a movie made. And she's in San Francisco, got a big tech job at a big tech company in San Francisco. No, it's not LA. She's in San Francisco. I remember I went home for like 3 weeks. Then I came back after the new year, like the second week of January, I came back. Going home for the holidays, and I came back. This is like 2014. I don't know, was it a couple days after some shit? I remember she called. I missed her call. She called me. I remember it's crazy because I guess the doctors felt the lump, and this was like early. This is late 2013. This is like, I don't know, October, November, something like that. Maybe before then, but the doctor was like, it's benign, I guess. Is it benign? I don't know what the fucking word. But yeah, saying she was good. She didn't have it, right? She didn't have breast cancer. Everything was okay. And I guess this happens a lot. They tell me like, oh, it's okay. Then three months later, you know? So I remember I missed a call. I forget what day it was. I remember I missed a call. So I was knocked out. This was fucking, I missed a call like 1 a.m, 2 a.m. You gotta understand, we talk all times of the night, you know what I mean? It's just how we used to roll. You know, you got friends now. We'd be texting, talking all the time. She's one of those friends in my life. We just talk all the time, call all the time, any time of night, you know? But I missed this call. It was like maybe 1:30 she called me. I missed the call. I don't know what day it was. Was it Friday? I fucking forget the day. I forget the day it was. Could have been a Friday. I don't know. I remember when Cam was born. I was out. We was hanging out. We was in Santa Monica at a club in Santa Monica, I remember. And I came home all drunk or some shit. And Will calls me drunk, talking about Taya's going into labor. That's when Cam was born. Then Saturday morning. I remember that. That was funny. Y'all drunk. Y'all like, yo, I'm drunk. He's drunk. He's in New York. I'm in L.A. Beautiful Neffa was born that morning. All right, so I missed Nigel's call. I wake up like 6:30, and I see the missed call. And usually it's just anything. It's a regular, you know, regular missed call. You know, nothing to think of it. You know, you get that friend, that type of relationship, it's nothing to, you know, it's like, oh, you missed the call. Ain't no big deal, you know. It's not like, oh, you got a call. You know, you get that call. You're like, what's wrong? You're calling me 2:30 at night? That's not the relationship we had. We're just like, yo, she missed a call. No big deal. But for some reason, I don't know, man. Just something I felt. It took me maybe a half an hour to call her back. It took me really a half an hour. I just felt something bad. I'm telling you, I felt something bad. I don't know. I just felt something. You know what I mean? Just feel it. I just felt something was wrong. Something was fucking wrong. And I'm just at the phone. I just had the phone chilling. I'm brushing my teeth now. Taking a leak. Washing my face. And I just didn't call her back. Usually I just call her back. Yo, what the fuck? What's calling me? What's popping? You know what I mean? I did not do that. I just did not do it. I don't know. I just felt fucking something. And she told me. She said, she got breast cancer. Stage 4 breast cancer. I was like, wow. Blew me away. Blew me a fucking way. Those are like calls, man. That was just a tough call, man. Just to hear her tell me that. But she was strong, though, you know? Joking and shit. But she was strong. You could hear the pain, you know, being scared. Scary shit, man. It was scary. It's crazy. I remember going to L.A., San Francisco to go see her. Because people were going out to visit her, spend weekends with her. Out in San Fran, I remember going out there. And the first one, when I met her there, when I met her at? First thing we did when we when I got there, we went to some, where the fuck was that place? Where was that? I don't know. So as I got there, she's like, oh, I got to go get a wig. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, I gotta get a wig. I'm like, all right, so we're gonna go get a. She went to go try on wigs and shit. Like, this is real shit. You gotta go do chemo, you lose your hair, and all that shit. So she had to get a wig. So we went. I remember it's my first time in San Fran. I thought, well, San Fran is a shit. Giving me like New York, LA vibes. It's like the mixture of both, man. It's a real walk-in city. Then it's not. It's weird. Long ass bridge. San Francisco has some of the longest bridges like I've ever seen. I'm like being on a bridge for like fucking, it was like 20 minutes. I'm like, how long is this fucking bridge? You got a long ass bridges in San Francisco. And I remember we was in that wig shop, and we were just cracking the fuck up. It was just mad jokes. I can't remember those jokes though. It was just funny. I was on a fucking funny. I was on a roll. But it was tough though. It was tough there, man. When went to go see it, it was tough. It was just it was tough. It was basically am I reeling too much? I don't know. She was cherry. It was basically during the day, cherry. Then at night, she was crying. Crying. That's when shit. I think that's when I'm gonna hit you at night, man. Your day, you're bustling, hustling, busting, doing. You just slow down. It was just tough, man. It was crazy. We did go to a club. We went to a club in San Francisco. I remember we went to. That was pretty cool. Went to a rave, some shit. And then we was back in New York. I remember we going. I used to go with her to chemotherapy. It's like early in the morning. I used to go with her. Adam Sloan Kettering Hospital over there on Upper East Side of Manhattan. I'm just jumping through the store. I'm just jumping through different phases, My chemo was rough, man. Chemo was rough. I would pick her up, travel home and all that shit. Then she went back to San Francisco. She went back to San Francisco. I feel like she should have stayed in the city, but, she just wanted to go back to San Francisco. Then I didn't hear from her. I didn't hear from her like a week or some shit. It's crazy. Out of nowhere. I didn't hear from her. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm calling her and shit. And she called me. She knew she finally hit me back. She's like, I'm in the hospital. Because she, was it a seizure she had? I think she passed out or some shit. I think she had a seizure. Something happened. And I believe her next door neighbor, kind of, they just go check on her. And they found her passed out on the floor. And she was in the hospital. I spoke to her for a bit. Guys, I'm going on and on. And then, let's get you a little slow, took the little story a bit. And then I spoke to her a little bit more. She's trying to help me out. She's trying to help me to sell a car. Then I'm hitting her up with text messages like, yo, where you at? You help me sell a car, blah, blah, blah. I'm not sure how long it was after I spoke to her at the hospital. I don't know. What the fuck? Was it 2 weeks later? Was it a month? Maybe 2 weeks later or something like that. I didn't hear from her. Then I called her. What night was this? It was a Friday night? This was a Friday night. Fucking cops. Actually, no. Didn't I get an email? It's fucking cops. What the fuck happened? Oh, I got an email from one of her best friends too, Eric. He sent a mass email. What the fuck? Am I getting this story wrong? Am I speaking to her? No, that's the email I got from Eric was afterwards, which is sad. This is what happened. Yeah. So yeah, she I spoke to her, she passed out. A seizure, something. Then I spoke to her. Then I spoke for 2 weeks, something like that. Then I called her. It was that night. I think was it a Friday night? It was a Friday night too. I'm back in New York. Her mom picks up. When her mom picked up, it hit a ton of bricks. It was just your mom? So I was speaking to her mom. She was at the hospital with Najwa. And she was just, she was just kind of just, saying Najwa wasn't doing too well. Pray for her. I guess her condition wasn't in the best shape, because I guess her mom asked Najwa if she wanted to speak to me. And I guess Najwa said no. No, I'll speak to him later, or something like that. Because I don't think she could even speak like that. Or I don't know. She was just in bad shape, you know. She said she'll call me back. And that's scary, you know. And she was like, you know, her sister, you know, she was saying like her other daughter's coming out there. And that's how you get that feeling like, oh, fuck that. All the family's coming out there and shit. Like, what the fuck is going on, you know? I know it's part of the seizure and shit, but I don't know, you know, like, what the fuck is going on? And I never forget this day. I remember Will, he wanted me to watch Cam. So we was watching Cam. Leah's there. And that's why I got an email. I got a mass email from the friend Eric. He sent like an email like all her close friends, like, passed away. That's how I found out by, you know, email. I mean, find out how you find out. You know, it's not best, you know.
Nobody called me.
Yeah, the email saying Najwa passed away. You know, family by side. It was sad, man. It was some sad shit. But yeah, she was a beautiful soul. Gone way too soon. Young, man. How old was she? 32? How the fuck old was I? 35? She was like 32. It's been about 6-7 years ago she passed away. 6 or 7 years. I think it's been 6 years. 7 years? I don't know. Damn. 7 years ago? 6 years ago? Damn. It's crazy. Time flies, man. Fucking crazy. But yeah, that's my little story about Najwa. Why I don't watch The Chi. I can't continue to watch The Chi. But I'm going to watch it. Plenty of tissue. I'm joking. All right, guys. Let's... I'm sobering up. Let me... You guys sad, but it just, you know, it's just a story. I mean, that's life. You know, life is basically life. There's life and there's death, you know. Can't go on, as Larry David said, can't go on, must go on, you know. All right, what the fuck is there to talk about now? All right, I brought the mood down, all right? This is when you, some, what, right? You guys like, what the fuck? You go from celebrating kids to death? Yeah, that's life, man. That is the life. The flick of the fucking wrist. All right, what else is going on in this world? Let me see. Oh, you see this shit with this guy? He dropped these 18... He dropped 18,000 pennies. No, 80,000 pennies. How much is that? I keep trying to do the math and that's fucking up. This guy dropped 80,000 pennies at his baby mother's doorstep. He lives out with his daughter. That's such petty shit. Like, he's... I don't know. He said it was all the pain that the mother caused him. He just wanted to drop that off. I mean, that money's for your daughter, right? You prick. What do you want to do with that? Like, he's still taking it out on his daughter. Like, I guess the daughter's saying they don't have a great relationship at all. I'm not saying women are innocent and all this shit. Women know how to get on it. On motherfuckers' nerves. I don't know, but you're so fucking petty, man. Motherfuckers are just petty. Motherfuckers, like I talked about before, like the pettiness, the petty level of adults is just sickening. Right? She's probably petty as fuck, and he's like, you know what? I'm gonna get an 18. Like, imagine the process of getting, like, how was that process like? What was that process like getting 18,000 pennies, right? This motherfucker got 18,000 pennies. 18,000 pennies. Where did he get? Like, where do you go to get 18,000 pennies? 80,000, not 18, 80,000, excuse me. Where the fuck do you go to get 80,000 pennies? Where do you? I have no idea. I can't even look that up. I mean, I can't look that up. I don't want to look it up. It's fucking ridiculous that someone. That you gotta be a petty motherfucker to look up. How do I get? Where can I get 80,000 pennies? I know he typed that in. I need 80,000 pennies. How much is that? $4,000? I don't fucking know. It's funny, but it's stupid as fuck. It's frustrating how fucking retarded that is. I'm sorry, not retarded. I didn't mean to use that word. I apologize, guys. How immature that is. 80,000 fucking pennies. This motherfucker said, I need 80,000. He went to a bank and said, I need 80,000 pennies. They were like, sir, what? I need to know where you go. Let me look that up. I just, where the fuck do you get 80,000? I mean, do I put in 80,000 pennies? Let me see. Where can I get thousands of pennies from? Fountain? Some other shit happened. Someone got... This guy, he got... I don't know if he left a job or something, but he wanted his last paycheck, and they wouldn't give him his last paycheck. He kept calling his auto shop that he worked at, like, yo, I need my last paycheck. Like, give me his fucking check. So what they did was they gave him... The owner of that auto shop delivered 91,500 greasy pennies to his doorstep. Instead of just giving his check, he gives him 91,500 greasy pennies. It's funny, but it's fucking... This is like some movie shit. Everybody living in a fantasy world, some movie world. We could just drop off fucking pennies on someone's doorstep to get even. But none of this is to get even. This is just like, yo, this is your last child support payment. Just hand it off and that's it. Right? Giving someone their final paycheck. You don't want to give them their final paycheck the right way, the professional business way. No, you want to give them 91,500 greasy pennies. And this other guy's get a dump truck of 80,000 pennies, dumps it on the fucking baby mother's step. Like, imagine, you know, like... And he's like, I didn't mean to hurt my daughter. It's just the mom. The mom just fucking, I just can't stand the mother, you know? So you can put a wedge further between you and your daughter that you would do something as comically dumb as that? Like, adults, we need to grow the fuck up. Complaining about the kids' graduation, you're jumping pennies everywhere. We're all petty as fuck. Come on. Shit is getting ridiculous out here. All right, let's move the fuck on. All right, what else happened? I went to a retirement party last week. I'm going to wrap up the show. I'm doing two more shows. I'm doing a show Friday. Then I'm going to do another show Sunday. So I'm keeping them coming. Puss. So yeah, I went to a retirement party in Staten Island. I'm like, why Staten Island? He's from Staten Island. I was like, he's from Park Hill. See my face on a $20 bill. Yeah, he's from Park Hill. I said, there's projects out there. A lot of Wu-Tang members are from. He's Aaliyah's deputy. Aaliyah, she's trying to be deputy. She'll probably, she will be, because, you know, she goes in, get it. Go in, get it. So, yeah, he retired. He had, like, a huge retirement party, which is cool. That motherfucker, boy, he was drunk. And just turned up. He was on a mic. I never seen a retirement party like that where the guy was like an MC. He MC'd his own retirement party. He's making speeches all fucking day. I mean, there people coming up and making, you know, talking about him. Then it was a weird situation. Leah was like, don't ask. I met that. I never got a chance to ask, but she was like, don't ask. Because he had his wife was there making a speech. Then I was like, who's this person? He's like, that's his girlfriend. I'm like, hold on, that's his girlfriend? Leah was like, let's not talk about it now. I'm like, I didn't get a chance to talk. I got to talk about it. He has a fucking wife and a girlfriend there, which probably just didn't get a chance to divorce the wife yet. But they're all making speeches and shit. The wife made the speech. The girlfriend made the speech. I'm like, yo, CEOs be wilding. Who the fucking calling? I should answer this phone call. All right, hold on, guys. Let me answer this phone call. Yeah, I'm back. Motherfuckers just be scamming. This is like, are we calling about your student loan number 8445, and we haven't got to send in a deferment. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I got that shit handled already, you fucknut. Motherfuckers just be calling, man. I'm fucking weirded out. I don't know. They're just fucking just always a scam. Scam email. You look at these scam. Oh, we gotta reset your Amazon path, sir. Then you click into this fucking email. You click into that. Like, you gotta click. It looks all professional because it just says Apple or Amazon. But you just click on that Amazon or Apple, you know, with an email link. You open up that fucking, you know, they're out here. Go get them, Will. No. And you see the fucking, you open up, you see this email and it's just like 38 numbers and letters and apostrophes and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is this? What kind of email is this? It's fucking ridiculous. This scam is just You can't trust nothing. People are still getting scammed to this day because all this shit looks so good. Getting phone calls about, hey, it's the IRS. I remember I got a call from an Indian guy. I guess from an Indian country. He's like, hey, it's the IRS. And we're going to arrest you in like 30 minutes if you don't give us money. I remember I was entertaining the shit out of this motherfucker. Then I was like, why am I still talking to this motherfucker? I just hung up. When they were just like, all right, can you have your bank account number? I was like, sure. And I gave him a fake number and hung up. I was like, what am I doing? I wish I recorded that. It was funny. Fucking scams. All right, fucking. Just be careful, guys. Motherfuckers just want your identity. They want all your fucking money. They don't give a fuck about you, man. Nobody gives a fuck about anybody. It's just, can't go to the government. You know, there's politicians, your fellow man, your fellow scammer. They just, everybody just wants to fucking jerk everybody. Pause, in a bad way, right? Jerk me off the right way. Everybody jerking everybody. Everybody want to jerk everybody off the wrong way, right? I want to jerk off like, pause. All right. Fuck was that? Oh, so yeah, it's at a retirement party. He's got this, his wife was there, his girlfriend was there, and they were both making speeches. Everybody it was a beautiful ceremony, right? It's a ceremony, a retirement party. And the guy graduated. He retired. He had that mic. He was just gripping the mic. It was so funny. He's walking around, this motherfucker. He didn't even have a drink in his hand. He was twisted. I guess he had enough drinks. We got there a little late, as we always do. He had fucking, it was a surprise party. I didn't think, blindfold an old man. I mean, old, he was young, but you know what I mean? Like, you fucking blindfolding me for? Just let me go. Right? Let me get off of me. Let me go. We just need to be surprised, right? It's getting harder and harder to surprise a motherfucker. What you guys doing? Something you know, like, what you guys doing over there? Mind your business. Oh, yeah, that's their plan or something. Yeah, mad when they don't. Like, oh, shit, what happened? Surprise! You did that. So he's gripping the mic, and he had the mic in one hand. Then he had a big-ass dinner roll biting that shit. I thought that was so funny. He was just gripping that shit. Then when I get there, they had the plates out. And they just had put, like, some penne alla vodka. They just threw it on the plates and shit. And I get there. I'm like, oh, shit, look at this. I'm like, that's it. Someone sitting there. Like, nah, they just put that on all the plates. That, you know, reserved seating. So me and Leah crushing that shallow. This shit's good. They ain't taking orders for the food, you know. So we got there a little late. So we like kind of, the lady was just dying. She now she's coming out taking all the plates, and she was just dying to take the plates. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, what are you doing? Just dying to take the plates. I'm there fucking trying to eat this shit. The shit was good. I'm hungry. You know, you always say, you have a little meal early in the day, and you know you're going to a party, like, like to save up an appetite, right? Why we love to save up an appetite for a party. Every time it's a big party, we're going to a dinner party. We don't eat. We don't eat. We have like a little breakfast, and then we just wait for the party to turn the fuck up. Drinks and food, right? Why is that, right? We don't want to miss any of the good food at the party, right? Is it just us who do that, man? Later, we'll eat nothing. We'll just have like a light breakfast, and then we just wait until 9 o'clock to have fucking, go to this party or whatever, engagement or, you know what I mean? Whatever the fuck is going on. Right? We do that. We're going to someone's house to go eat. Like, nah, we ain't eating now. Right? Because you don't want to go in some place, so like, oh, I ate already. Like, why the fuck would you eat? You eat at the party, right? You got someone picking, like, I'll just have a little bit. Nah, you want to go to a party and turn, you want a big fucking plate, right? You don't go to a fucking, you know, you don't go to someone's house or some shit to party and then you just don't eat, you know? Like, Jimmy, get a little plate. They offended, like, fuck. Why'd you eat? You knew you was coming here. Why'd you eat? I'll take something to go home. Man, fuck you. Won't you go home now? Sitting around nursing a drink. Barely eating the fucking chicken wings I got. Chicken wings I made. You got like one chicken wing and a potato salad. The fuck out of here. You know, diet hoe. You ate two times already. So yeah, we got to go. It's crazy, right? We got to go to parties thirsty and starving, right? As soon as you get in there, like, I gotta get a drink, and I'm hungry. As soon as you get in there, motherfuckers just be eating. I mean, you just killing that penne alla vodka. Why is it penne alla vodka? Do they? Can you only do the penne with the alla vodka with the penne? Can you do, like, spaghetti alla vodka? Right? A rigatoni alla vodka? How about falafel alla vodka? Right? Think about it, guys. Or mini penne. Oh, I'll do some mini. All right, what the fuck am I talking about? Some Ronzoni. All right. Now, Ronzoni, is that the brand? I don't fucking know. the fuck I'm talking about? Oh, yeah, yeah. So she was so... I hate when they always want to take your drink. Aaliyah's like, hold on, hold on. Aaliyah, like... I saw Aaliyah order a drink. Oh, she had the, she came back with a drink. This lady come out of nowhere. I want to take a drink. Lady's like, oh, finish that. Let me finish that. I hate when they want to take your fucking drink. Let me finish that. Oh, their drinks are free in this bitch. She said the tip. And I, you know what? We all rushing and shit. I ain't get a chance to go to the ATM. They had an ATM in there, but my first few drinks, I was like, yo, I'm going to get you at the end. I got you at the end. I'm going to hit you. He's like, all right. Because, you know, you want to, when you go to a place of free drinks, there's someone who's serving the drinks, and, you know, you want to give them, you know, you want to give them a tip, pause. I was just sipping on, I was just sipping on a Henny Jack with some ice. Henny Jack with some ice. That's like a light neat. It's neat, but not neat, right? Honey Jack. I don't drink it as much. I saw that. I was like, you know, let me just do some Honey Jacks. I just had two of those. I had like one and a half drinks. Right? Aaliyah think it's free reign and shit. Because I can't drink as much as I used to. You know, Aaliyah though thinks she can hang out with the big boys. Right? You can't hang with the big boys no more. What are young boys, I guess, anymore, Aaliyah? Or gals, whatever. The fuck you drink with. Maybe knock the fuck out. Turn it up. So yeah, I'm up there with the guy and shit. Nobody take these story ideas. I'm not these ideas. Don't take any of this shit, right? Because I'm putting these all these shits in a movie. My whole podcast turned to a fucking... I'm going to turn this shit into a TV show. It's only right. And I'm just... I'm like, ah, fuck. He's making a drink. I'm just like, yo, I'm going to get you at the end. He was like, oh, no problem. All right. I believe you. And I got him at the end. Threw him a 20 for those, like, five drinks and shit. Right? If you think five drinks, that would have been $145. It's crazy how much drinks are. Like, I don't know how they upcharge liquor like that, right? Like, why are we buying bottles of liquor in a club for fucking $300, right? Why are we buying a $60 bottle of Henny for $300? Why are we... I still to this day don't understand it. It feels good to be in a club and have a bottle. And when you chip in on that shit, like, yeah, let's chip in and get a bottle. Hey, let's do that, all right? I don't know. I have no idea why drinks are so expensive. They would make so much more money if it would have been cheaper. Like, $100, all right. $300? Some clubs do have, like, $100 bottles. It's usually illegal spots, right? Places ain't supposed to be clubbing. It's on liquor. We know those spots, you know. And then I went to ask the waiter about water. I said, can we get some more water for the table? This lady was right in my face with no fucking mask. I mean, I got the vaccine. I didn't have a mask on because, you know, nobody had a mask on in that bitch. I got a vaccine, so I'm like, fuck it. I still felt like, damn, she is too fucking close. She was just like, huh? All up in my face. I'm like, oh, can we get another? Can we have another bottle of, what the fuck, another jug of water? And she's like, all right, fine, I got you. All in my fucking face. I'm like, damn, back the fuck up. I don't know. I don't know why the waiter didn't have a mask on. I don't know. I was so upset. Who's your fucking manager? I was going to joke. I want to see your manager. I want to see your manager. But having said that, it was a good service, boss. It was a nice retirement party. He was going to fuck off. Really front and center. I haven't really been to a lot of retirement parties. Not like this. This was like a big retirement party. Been to maybe a couple like this. I guess they do have big retirement parties. But I don't think they party like that. Like really like turn up. And he was just emceeing and shit. He was just going off like, yo, what up, yo? Gaming people. The people who looked out for him and all that shit. I wouldn't have been nowhere without this guy. Just giving speeches and shit all night. It was a beautiful sight to see. Then I'm thinking like, what about my retirement party? Am I gonna have a retirement party? I don't fucking know. Like, am I gonna be making a speech and shit? Right? Like, I gotta talk. Like, I'm the guy who sits in the back of the class, right? I gotta make a speech now at my retirement party. He didn't make a speech. It was no speech. He was just talking throughout the whole shit. He emceed his own retirement party. It was amazing to see. I've never seen anything like this before. It was fun. He was entertaining as fuck. He's dancing and shit, chilling. It was just wild. Walking around with the mic and the motherfucking big ass dinner roll, crunching that shit. He was done with the liquor. When I got there, he was over with the liquor. He was too hit. He's like, let me just get a dinner roll. He just couldn't sit still. He was just on the move. But he's a cool guy, good personality and shit, you know.
But yeah, could you guys
yeah, could you guys do that retirement party? Retirement parties when you sit in the back, people make a couple speeches and just move the fuck on, right? Enjoy your retirement. I mean, that's what I'm gonna do.
Are you gonna have a retirement party? Shut the fuck up.
You guys seen that Lamar Odom fighting Aaron Carter? Like, fucking boxing. Like, what the fuck? Peter Guns is fighting some other fucking guy, if I think Fall Off the Hip Hop, forget his name. I know him, but I just can't think his fucking name. What the fuck is going on, man? They had to stop the fight with the Peter Guns fight. They were just wilding. Oh, why put Peter Gina in the note? The fuck is Peter Gina? But that fucking Lamar Odom Aaron Carter fight, what the fuck is, I don't know, is this shit entertaining? I guess, is it supposed to be entertaining? I don't know what the fuck, I don't really know what to think of this shit. Boxing's, I don't know what the fuck's going on with boxing. The fuck? Then I'm watching the UFC. The next night, the Saturday night, those fights were popping. The UFC fights was popping. Like the fight before the main event, where it was Nate Diaz for Leon Edwards. Leon Edwards was like kicking Nate Diaz. I had control the whole fight. But then Nate Diaz, like in the fifth round, almost knocked his ass out, caught him, bloody and shit the whole fight. I mean, you don't want to see it like that. You don't want, you know. It's good optics though. Aren't you got bloody, still brawl it out and shit. But the main fight was Israel Adesanya fighting against Marvin Vettori. He kind of dominated him. It's the black kid from Virginia, from Nigeria. Nigeria is taking over MMA. Like, three of the top fighters are like from the MMA, from Nigeria. But these fights were entertaining. The Brandon Moreno fight fought Deiveson Figueroa, whatever the fuck his name. I keep getting his name. But yeah, man, UFC is popping, man. These motherfuckers slug it out. I just hate the grabbing when they be. I hate the wrestling aspect. Yeah, I don't like the wrestling. But the wrestling fucks shit up. That's how you can really, like, the top fighter can just take an L. They can get you in that chokehold or some shit. It's a wrap. Or some type of submission shit. One all guy snapped in fucking half. He's trying to tap him, like, let me the fuck go. You know, he's just waiting for the ref. Snapped his fucking arm. Rough, man. It's a rough sport. Beautiful sport, though. I ain't gonna front, though, man. They be slapping. They be fucking going at it. Now I'm looking at this fucking Lamar Odom, Aaron Carter fight. Like, these shouldn't be the big boxing draws, man. Pause. That shouldn't be the big draws in boxing. Big draws. Like, these fights. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, there's still some great boxing matches. We got fucking Deontay Wilder's fighting fuck is his name? Deontay Wilder. Tyson Fury. He's fighting Tyson Fury. Everybody's looking at how lean. They're going to fight soon. I think the 24th, I think, of July, which is amazing. That's next month. But everybody's looking at his frame. Like, Tyson Fury always has his frame. Deontay Wilder's like a low leaner. But he was always lean. Slim guy, but he's like got a little muscle on, a little extra muscle. He's fighting Tyson Fury. I'm like, don't look at Tyson Fury's body. He had his t-shirt off, hat on backwards, looking crazy. But that's, he's a little chubby and shit. You know, he ain't cut up. But Tyson Fury can fucking box. Don't worry about how he look. That motherfucker can box like a poor piss, right? You know, Mello, the fat, slim dudes, you know? Like, he can move around. He can box his ass off. You got to tell what, but yeah, you got to box this motherfucker. Can't just knock his ass out. You got to really fight this motherfucker. So that's a big fight in boxing. Man, I hope it breaks Jake Paul, fucking Logan Paul, Mayweather shit. I think when is Jake Paul, is he fighting soon too? Right, we're here for it. Odom's got to fight one of the Paul brothers now. He's got to fight Logan, right? I don't know, fucking boxing. You guys seen that shit with Busta Rhymes? I thought that shit was like, motherfuckers are we keep playing that real dangerous fucking game, man, with the gay stuff. Like, you can't just fucking just call, you know, all of a sudden Busta Rhymes is gay.
Oh, there were rumors about him in the past. Was there?
Shut the fuck up. What are you talking about? And was that even a transgender? You don't fucking know. They just because she had like a mohawk or some shit. Now they all imagine like, oh, he's with a fucking what's her name, transgender. They would just picture walking next to each other. It's crazy though, right? It's just, this world is so. We were so advanced and yet so fucking behind. Like, if he is walking with that person, that's his lover now. How childish are we? We keep and we do that with everybody. It's gonna be straight shit. Like two people having dinner or some shit, female friend. Like I can't. When I'm totally fam. I'm being trouble. I got a lot of female friends. I'm cool. We hang out. We chill. They're like, oh, he's having an affair with her. Like you can't do anything, right? I got gay friends and shit. I hug. Say what's up to. Oh, you're gay now. What the fuck? How fucking childish are we? And the doubt. Just like, yeah, he's fucking gay. Yeah, he's gay. Yeah, yeah. Like, what are you talking about? And if he is, you keep making it seem like it's a big deal. Even though, like, what the fuck? It's a random photo. He's like a dude and this other guy's like, you know, the girl or whatever, walking past. You usually get a snapshot. Now it's like, oh. Like, can I see the rest of the snapshots? Can I see some video? Can I see all the pictures and when they of them separating and don't even know each other? I said, what they do, they just stop the fucking still. They take that one still, you know, like, kind of like the Birdman kissing Lil Wayne, that dumb shit. If he did give him a smooch on the cheek, I kiss my pops, I give Will a kiss on the cheek. What the fuck? What's the big deal? I don't know. But we keep, the sad part is we keep blowing this shit up like it fucking matters, right? Like it matters. A lot of the black blogs and shit, and I see a lot of black people talking about it. Now everybody, a lot of people like, man, they just fucking, that could be just a regular fucking photo of them next to each other. Like, you know, probably know each other. If they do, gives a fuck, man. But a lot of people are just I don't say majority, but I see a lot of people just kind of just going with the bullshit. Like, we really need to get off the gay shit, especially this Pride Month, right? I don't know. They had like another two letters to them, LGBTQ. What is it now? It's like LGB. Yes, LGBTQ. Now it's IA now. Now it's an IA added. And I saw that's like IA. I'm like, what the fuck is the I and the A for? So now it's what is the IA? So it's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, or questioning. Intersex and asexual. So it's intersex. Hold on, what's intersex again? Let me just hold on. Let me see what intersex is. Let's get into it. Oh, you guys like now? Yeah, guys, you fucking guys are turning off the show now, huh? What's he talking about? The fuck, man. Intersexual is a general term for a variety of situations. A person born with a reproductive or a sexual anatomy that doesn't fit the box of a female or male. What? Born with reproductive or sexual anatomy that doesn't fit the boxes of a female or male. I don't know what the fuck that mean. They have intersex babies and children to make the bodies fit binary ideas. I don't know. I'll get back to that. That's a lot of reading. Then I think I know what asexual is. Asexual is they don't have a sex. Asexual is a lack of sexual attraction to others or low interest in sexual activity. Oh, yeah, I got to know that. Some people don't want it, right? I don't want it. So they lumped them in there with that too? Is that a little, is that different? I don't know. Is it? I don't know. So it's LGBTQIA. Lesbian, gay, sexual, transgender, queer, questioning. What the S in it? Throw straight in it too, right? It should be LGBTQIA and S. S is for straight. Why can't we all be together, right? Or should be S go first? No. It's gonna be straight, lesbian, gay, bisexual. Right, if you don't be separate. You wanna separate from us? We should all be together. It should be LGBTQIA and S for straight. Right? Or you're straight, right? We should all be together, right? I think that's what people are mad at. Like, why can't we be a part of the alphabets, right? Why can't we throw an S in there? Right? Maybe it's a battle. Should the S go first or last, right? Should it be S, LGBTQIA, right? Straight, lesbian, gay, sex, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, intersex, and asexual. Right? You never think about it, right? Is that why straight people are so mad? We're not part of this fucking, this, acronym, abbreviation? I don't know. Who the fuck knows, right? But us straight folk, you know, you gotta grow the fuck up. Like, the Busta Rhymes shit is ridiculous, right? It's a dangerous fucking game you're playing. It's dangerous. Someone take a picture next to the other, and I was automatically like, oh, he's gay. Like, how silly are we? It's fucking ridiculous. All right, let's move the fuck on. Oh, do I gotta get the fuck out of here? Fuck else is there to talk about? I gotta go. Let me go. Man, there was some other this mad shit I want to talk about. Got a whole list of shit. I should never get to it. You know what I'm learning to do? I'm learning to fucking not run through topics. You remember I used to have like 100 topics. Now I'm learning to have like maybe a 5 topic. I'm learning how to just with the show, just practice make perfect, right? I'm learning how to eloquently discuss a topic for like 20 minutes. You know, it doesn't seem repetitive and shit. I'm growing up, guys, right before your eyes. All right, let me get the fuck out of here. Let's leave it on the LGBTQIAS. All right, guys. Enjoy the rest of your week. Today's hump day. That means you had your tacos, and now you get to just relax. All right. Talk to you guys soon. Love you. All right, bye. Music is by Joy Productions and ZK Productions.